It's Current State on WKAR. Welcome back. It's almost cliche now to say the 2016 election's been an event unlike anything America's ever seen. In just 2 weeks, the nation will decide whether Democrat Hillary Clinton or Republican Donald Trump will become the 45th president. Officials across the country and here in mid-Michigan are bracing for potentially historic voter turnout at the polls. City and county clerks are planning for long lines on November 8th. And quietly preparing their security measures. Joining me now to talk about Election Day prep, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. Welcome back, Barb.
Thank you so much for having me.
And her counterpart in Lansing, City Clerk Chris Swope. Hi, Chris.
Thank you for having me as well, Mark.
Chris, this election could drive record turnout across the country. What are you anticipating in Lansing?
I do anticipate that we're going to have a very high turnout. I see that reflected already in the absentee ballots that we've issued. We are trending ahead of 2008 and 2012, so we're on track to hit somewhere around 11,000 absentee ballots issued. So far, we've issued 9,300 just from the city of Lansing, and applications are coming in at a pretty steady pace.
How does that compare with 08 and 12?
In 12, we ended up with a total of 10,000, and in 08, we ended up with 10,500. So we're going to be ahead of those both.
Barb, what are you seeing at the county level?
So at the county level, you know, we ordered ballots for the November 8th general election on September 12th. I have had six municipalities in Ingham County order additional ballots. If you just look at the August primary, that time we had in Ingham County 188,712 registered voters. As of last night, we have 203,773 registered voters.
Wow.
So we have a lot of voters in Ingham County, and as such, many of the municipal clerks have ordered additional ballots to accommodate all of those voters.
A lot of newly registered voters.
Absolutely, newly registered voter, which is so exciting to see.
Are you worried about enough printed ballots?
Well, that's why we did a second round of orders of ballots, quite frankly, because we want to make sure we have sufficient ballots. And the county is footing the bill for all of these ballots. So there's no reason for the municipal clerks not to order 100% voter participation, which I have encouraged.
Chris, what goes into forecasting turnout?
Just the general interest across the country, the amount of advertising, how close the race is in Michigan, just a sense of what is happening in the community. We have had a large number of voter registration forms come into the city of Lansing. You know, as Barb was mentioning, we're part of that growth. I think probably a lot of that is East Lansing and other communities, but we've had a huge number of people that are obviously younger that are getting registered to vote and are excited for this election. So that helps drive what we expect.
Before we go any further here, there's a lot of kind of subtopics that we want to touch on while you're both here. But before we go any further, I want to get your response to the ruling by the federal judge. We heard Rick Pluta on NPR just a couple of minutes ago telling the country about it. A federal judge says Michigan cannot enforce a ban on Election Day ballot selfies. How did you view this whole issue, Barb?
Well, I understand the historical significance of taking a picture, proving that you voted for your boss and keeping your job. I understand that historical significance, but I also understand the desire to take a picture of a historical moment in time. So I think there needs to be a compromise, but we need to focus on the integrity of the election location and of our elections. But I do believe there should be some type of compromise to allow for people to take that selfie with certain parameters.
You're okay with the judge's ruling then?
Well, it just confuses elections that much more in our great state.
It also begs a question about the future. Where are we going with electronic media, with smartphones and everything that they can do that's going to impact what you two have to regulate?
Right. We already have enough mayhem in the precincts on Election Day.
I imagine.
You know, having people pausing to take a picture, you know, maybe they're going to want to take a picture of it as it's feeding into the tabulator. Just a simple ruling overturning our state law does not provide enough clarity for us to move forward, and for it to come at this late of a date, I think is really a little bit tragic, and I'm nervous about the impacts that we could have in the precincts on Election Day.
Are you going so far as to discourage this practice?
I have personally let the municipal clerk know of the ruling, but I believe the Secretary of State is also appealing that ruling. So, of course, we'll be going to the last possible hour with another lawsuit before another election.
And I agree. I am going to discourage it, but, you know, we will abide by whatever happens to be the law at the time of the election. And, you know, if we're not allowed to prohibit it, we will, you know, at least make sure that it's contained to the voter's own ballot and put in whatever security measures we can. But, you know, we've already trained our election workers, and now to have a change in what laws they're enforcing 2 weeks before the election is really kind of crazy.
There are rules and regulations involving polling sites that have been in play for quite some time. They're established by each state. Barb, what are election challengers and poll watchers allowed to do and not do in Michigan? Talk to us about that.
They are not allowed to talk to the voter. They are not allowed to intimidate the voter. Those campaigning are not permitted to be within the 100 feet of the entrance of the polling location. They will get one warning before law enforcement is called.
Chris, how do you see that in Lansing?
I think we are going to have some people that have been encouraged by a candidate. I think Lansing is where they're going to focus in this area if they're doing that. So I'm pretty nervous about it. I've been in communication with our police department just to make sure that they're going to be available to us on Election Day should we need them. They've been very cooperative. You know, I don't want them hanging out at the polling places. I just want to make sure that if we need them, they're there and available.
Go a little bit deeper with us, though, here. Who are we talking about?
Well, we've got a presidential candidate, Donald Trump, encouraging people to, after they vote, go watch some other community. And
you know who those people are,
right,
I think he said.
That's what he says. He says, you know who they are. Well, I think what he's saying is watch the bigger cities, and Lansing being the biggest city in the area, this is what I expect is where they're going to show up, is in the city of Lansing. I'm nervous about it. But I can tell you we're putting steps in place to protect our voters, to make sure that our voters have a safe election voting experience, a safe, secure day.
Yeah, and if any voter is intimidated, I encourage them to call their municipal clerk, me, or law enforcement, or all of the above, because I will have no tolerance for voter intimidation in our county.
We're talking about Election Day preparations in the city of Lansing and Ingham County. Barb Byram's the Ingham County clerk. Chris Swope is her counterpart in the city of Lansing. They're expecting high turnout at the polls 2 weeks from today. There isn't just physical security in play. There's also cyber security. What are you each doing to protect the ballot data, Chris? How does that come into your purview?
Well, the machines that count the ballots are segregated from the internet. They're already, that programming is already burned onto the memory packs, and it's completely segregated from the internet already. After it's burned, we test it. So we test each machine, each tabulator, make sure that if we put in ballots and make sure that each candidate gets the number of votes we expect from the test deck we prepare. So it fully tests that. So I'm very confident that the votes will be accurately represented. And then in Michigan, we have the paper backup. So if anything seems crazy, we do have a paper backup. So I think there's adequate security in place for that. And then in terms of the voter list, which has also been one of the concerns, we do have the electronic poll book. But again, that is segregated. We have the Wi-Fi is turned off, can't be turned on Election Day. So that data, once it's put onto those laptops, is free from tampering.
Barb, do different jurisdictions in the county go about this business differently, or is what Chris just described kind of the standard?
This is the standard in the state. And then to add to what Clerk Swope indicated, to the protections of our elections in Michigan, you know, the county clerk will present the unofficial votes on election night, or perhaps the morning after, depending upon how late we get those results. But then After that, the Board of Canvassers will meet, and that'll be two Democrats and two Republicans, and they will canvass the entire election and make sure that votes were counted properly and basically audit the election. So with those paper trails and all the checks and balances, I am very certain our elections will be fair, transparent, and accurate.
Could it take longer to arrive at clear results than in previous elections, though? Just
given the turnout, given the fact that we have election equipment that's very old. 2 years ago in the gubernatorial election, we had several of our tabulators went down during the day to the point where we used all our spares and we had to wait for other precincts to finish to use their tabulator to finish up the day. So we could have issues like that. Also, provisional ballots take more time. So if a voter believes they've registered but they don't show up on the list, there's a process they can go through, and that does take additional time as well.
Rumors are, go ahead, Barb.
Yeah, it's all about how old the technology is that we utilize. It's over 12 years old. It's run on Windows XP. So when we talk about tabulators, those are computers that are programmed to read the ballot. And just like it takes a while for you to boot up your computer, imagine if your personal computer were 12 years old. It takes a very long time to process things. And if we have a large voter turnout, that's a lot of numbers, a lot of calculation that has to happen. And it takes a long time to transmit. Mm.
Rumors are swirling about hacking, computer hacking. Have either of you received any guidance on security from either the state or from the federal government?
I wouldn't say I haven't received any guidance, but the list of voters that we have is a state-run database, It's also decentralized, so the data for City of Lansing residents resides on a state computer, and then nightly that's replicated with the City of Lansing, so it's decentralized, it's in multiple places, and the state has the primary task of making sure that data is secure.
What would you say to voters in Ingham County, Barb, who might have doubts this year about the integrity of the process just generally?
Speak to your election official, volunteer on election day. We're still looking for poll workers, and perhaps that'd be a way for people to understand the election process. It's very transparent. It's open. The only time it's not is when the individual voter is sitting with his or her ballot and actually voting the ballot and putting it into the tabulator. Other than that, it is completely transparent, fair, and open.
How many more poll workers would you like to line up in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I know there are a few municipalities that are still looking for more. So usually my larger municipalities are always looking for additional poll workers. There are training opportunities still. Those poll workers must be trained and certified as well.
How is that done in Lansing, Chris? How do you recruit and train volunteers to work at the poll?
We recruit by any method we can come up with. We use Facebook, social media, WKR's current state, anything we can. We're always looking for people. And one of the challenges, to be quite honest, we assign them by political party. Mm-hmm. So if you think about the City of Lansing, it's a very Democratic city. So we're always struggling to make sure that we have a balance of Republicans. So we're particularly looking for some Republican workers. If you're a Republican and want to work on Election Day, and it's technically not volunteering because you do get paid to work on Election Day for your local clerk.
For your labors, okay. Mm-hmm. We want to thank both of our guests. We've been talking about Election Day preparations in Ingham County and the City of Lansing. Both voting jurisdictions could potentially see record voter turnout on November 8th. Barb Byram's the Ingham County clerk. Chris Swope is the clerk for the City of Lansing. Good luck to both of you as you head into the home stretch.
Thank you, Barb.
So much.
Thank you.